Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Our latest birthday letter month letter count as of yesterday shows us to be just 11 letters short of the goal. Today would be our final day to count letters written by the deadline and then mailed to us. Be sure to listen for an updated count. Via email, we heard from Carlene. She wrote, "I love listening to WRVM radio. I'm a widow, and I usually tune in all day. I really don't have any favorite programs, but truly enjoy all the wonderful programming. I have grown spiritually, and WRVM has become a true friend and keeps me from feeling lonely. Keep up the good work." Jean listens on our app from time to time. She says, "Just a note to let you know how happy I am that the app works wherever I am. I also listen to your station in my car as well as at home. I start my day listening at 8 a.m. and listen most of the day." And she lists quite a number of programs that she listens to. She says, "I love your selections by the National Christian Choir. Keep up the good work. It keeps me in the Lord." Also via email, Bill and Teresa wrote their letter. "We've been listeners for quite a while and enjoy and learn from all the programs you have. We know that instrumental music seems to be a sore spot to others, but we love it. Love the announcers and corny jokes. God bless all of you and all who listen to you and the ones who don't. Maybe one day they will see, or should I say hear, the light." And this anonymous email, "Thanks for your great station. My family and I have been part of the listening family since the 70s. I like the new afternoon format with the longer music segment, but I miss the teaching of Mike Fabares at 2:30. The one addition I would like to see is Renewing Your Mind from Ligonier Ministries. Favorites are hard to list because there are so many, and she does list quite a few of her favorites. And concludes by saying, I enjoy all the announcers and their personalities showing through. I appreciate the work involved in keeping the stations going. God has blessed us richly through your ministry." Well, what an encouragement to hear how God continues to use our broadcast to minister to so many, even after 57 years. As a listener-supported radio ministry, I praise God for how He provides what we need to stay on the air, and your prayers and financial support help make it possible. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174, or you can give online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.